12 minutes past five. Adam Green and Vicky Archer with you until seven this evening. The Shropshire-based 1st Battalion Royal Irish Regiment are arriving home after spending the last 7 months in Afghanistan. Among them are the Herbert family, including Ranger John, whose brother, brother-in-law and father all deployed at the same time. Our reporter Dan Box was there to watch them go, and last night he was at their barracks near Market Drayton to watch them come home. With him was John's wife, Kirsty. How was she feeling?
I don't know. I think there should be a whole new word for this level of excitement. It's not funny.
You're actually moving around constantly as we're talking.
I've been doing this since about 3 o'clock this afternoon because both my brother and my husband are on the same flight.
What have the last few days been like?
Hectic. It kind of all caught up with me at the last minute. My friends have kept me really busy, thankfully. Otherwise, I'd be banging my head off the wall.
And that excitement is no surprise. You can't help but get the feeling that Kirsty won't let herself breathe out until her husband is back safely in her arms. The Royal Irish have been gone since September. In that time, three of them have died. Ranger Aaron McCormick, Ranger David Dalzell, and Lance Corporal Stephen McKee. In the same time, 24 other British military personnel have died either in Afghanistan or because of wounds they suffered there. And all of that takes its toll.
It's a personal thing, homecoming.
Captain John Miller, the battalion's welfare officer, is well aware that coming home physically is just part of the journey.
Homecoming for every family is different. Once they come back from their post-tour leave, a wife, a girlfriend, a mother will be the eyes and ears for me should a soldier be experiencing some difficulties from the tour.
Daddy, Daddy, Daddy.
We've just heard that the bus has pulled through the main gates into the camp. In fact, I can see the first bus now. It's just pulling into the car park. Some of the wives here are bouncing up and down. They're biting their hands in nerves and excitement and just relief, I think. And in the background, you can hear the regimental piper has just started up. Kirsty has just jumped into the arms of her brother Chris, and the two are spinning round and round with joy. Now she's looking for her husband. Kirsty's running and jumping through the piles of military hardware. Kirsty's just found her husband, and they're hugging and hugging, and they won't let go. Kirsty, I've got to ask, how are you feeling? You're crying openly. I don't think you need to say anything more, do you?
I'm not a crier at all.
Can I just ask yourself how you're feeling to be back?
I'm feeling really happy to be back, and obviously come see my wife, newly married too, not been with her that long. So obviously now I can spend a good old bit of time with her and catch up on the time I've lost out in Afghan.
You've been away for 6 months. You had to leave your new wife behind. Was it worth it?
Definitely worth it, I think. Just the achievement we've done over 6 months and seeing the Afghani life turn around and seeing what we've done and made their life a lot better is definitely worth it.
Kirsty and John head off together into the night. Elsewhere, army commanders already know when and where the Royal Irish will deploy again in maybe 2 years' time. The soldiers who've arrived back tonight have not been told. As far as they're concerned, their job now is to readjust into their families and come to terms with what they've seen while they're in Afghanistan.
And you can hear more from our In Your Arms series following the men and the families of the Royal Irish over the next fortnight. That was BBC Radio Shropshire's Dan Box reporting. That was wonderful.
Oh, that was just when, you know, hugging and hugging and they won't let go. I just think that is so emotional and wonderful, and welcome back.
Absolutely right. It's 16 minutes past five on BBC Radio Shropshire. We